You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds. Alvaro Negredo to score and Middlesbrough to win was 3-1, enhanced to 4-1. And Jordan Shaqiri to score and Stoke City to win was 15-2, enhanced to 10-1. Of the newly promoted sides, Tom, Middlesbrough are expected to fare the best. But they've got a bit of a nutcase as manager with Aitor Karanka at the helm. And I can see that relationship with Steve Gibson, who is noted as a tolerable chairman, becoming strained throughout the season. At least they have strengthened, though. They're one of the promoted sides that have brought in new recruits.
That's why they are fancied the best out of the three teams that have come up. I mean, Hull are obvious, but you know, Burnley, we can't forget, you know, won the league, and were a better team than Middlesbrough last season, but they haven't strengthened it. But the one thing that Steve Gibson's done is, not only does he always back his managers in terms of time and money, but, you know, I look at some of the signings that Middlesbrough have made. For example, Martin Deroon from Atalanta, a mid-table Serie A side, you know, a winger who is reportedly a good player, but he's not gone and signed box office names, has he, which will maybe get bums on seats at the Riverside. Negredo is probably the exception to that, and there is a lot of onus on him to get up and running early doors. I think that Mark Hughes is a very, very clever manager. I was looking at his sort of record in the Premier League. It's pretty remarkable. All eight of the first full seasons he's had, or the full-term Premier League seasons he's had as a manager, he's always got his sides inside the top 10. So he's never finished outside the top 10. And I think Stoke will be targeting that once again. I think they're capable of doing it. I know they've got a few injuries as well, but I think Middlesbrough, I think there'll be some nerves on the first home game. And what happened quite dramatically with Middlesbrough last year is they were very resilient defensively at home. And then once the running came and they wobbled a little bit, they started conceding goals. Stoke scored a lot of goals in their final six away games last season, 8 in total. They have a lot of individual goal scorers in their side. So I think both teams to score here is an absolute must, given the fact that I think Borough defensively are going to struggle a little bit this year. But I'm unsure whether Stoke have got enough to get over the line. So I think we might be looking at a draw and both teams to score here at the Riverside.
Draw and both teams to score 16-5 here with William Hill. You mentioned in that pre-season podcast, Derek, if you've not checked that out, by the way, it's available at audioboom.com, listeners. You said that you thought Stoke may be an outside chance to sneak into the top six, Derek. And you look at the quality in that starting 11. Gianelli and Mbula, who looked really good at the end of last season, protecting the back four. And that front four, Jordan Shaqiri, Bojan, Marko Arnautovic and Mama Biram Diouf. They're a match for a lot of Premier League defences.
Yeah, they're match winners, all of them, aren't they? And they've also added Joe Allen as well. You know, and he's a tidy Premier League player, done it at the top level. I think they're I can't believe Middlesbrough are favourites in this game. Really can't. It's the worst bet of all time. You know, the wobbles they had last season suggests to me that something's not quite right at the club. Limped over the line. You know, they could easily still be in the Championship this season. And Stoke are just going from strength to strength under Mark Hughes. He's bringing in marquee names, top quality names, but names that you'd want to go and watch, pay money to watch. And I think they are definitely a side to watch this year, Stoke, and I'm convinced they'll win this one.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey-o, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops.